imagine you fall in love head over heels for this girl, mm-hmm. right? What's like the worst name she could possibly have? Like, not necessarily a name that's bad, but a name that's like, oh, I don't want to be in love with fucking Shelby.
Does it have
Shelby's
to be
out there for me?
Really?
I don't want to be like, yeah, this is the love of my life, my wife, Shelby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't feel like it fits like someone you would date. If I had to guess based off names.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like just a word, like monogram. Like, I don't know, like something
that's not a name,
not even real. Nonogram.
I feel like I just don't want a name. I don't want a lady in my life who's got one of those like live, laugh, love ass names. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her name's like Kaylee, but it's spelled like K-A-Y-L-I-E-G-H.
Oh God,
you
that's
know
like
what
a
I mean?
Yeah, that's like a reindeer name. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We're like, you've got Dasher and Dancer and Daughter and Kaylee. Yeah.
Dude, it actually reminds me of like the
reindeer ass name.
Taylor Lautner dating a Taylor Lautner. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, his wife Taylor took his name, so now it's Taylor Lautner married to Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, and they'll get like mail or like packages and they legit don't know who it's to.
Yeah, what if it's all a scam and they're just like trying to like
evade taxes,
play the IRS? Yeah, I was gonna say.
What if they have a son and a daughter and they've named both of them Taylor?
Both of them Taylor.
Yeah,
they might share as well. One social security card.
Yo, that might be the play.
You've got Donner and Taylor
and Taylor,
Taylor
and
Taylor.
Taylor.
Taylor and Haley and Rudolph and Vixen.
I was like thinking about that, and I feel like meeting someone with the same first name as you is just something I probably couldn't do.
Your name is Mike.
Yeah, but
you know,
you never
mean?
Know.
Yeah, but you're never gonna be dating a be interested in a girl, go up to her, and she's like, "Yeah, my name is Mike."
What if her voice changes as she says it? Yeah, my name's Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like she's dubbed over like one of those samurai movies.
Yeah, there's like subtitles.
Yeah, I mean, imagine how I feel. Cameron is like a gender neutral name. So like I've known several girls named Cam or like Cammy.
Yeah, so it's more realistic.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever date somebody whose name is Cameron. I don't even feel like my name is Cameron sometimes.
Yeah.
Nobody ever calls me. Like very few people call me that.
What do people actually call you?
Cam, usually.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to bring that up when I first asked you about doing the pod. I originally was going to do a solo one, and the name of it was Mic'd Up or something, was like an idea I was tossing around. Uh-huh. And then I was like, and then I asked my friend Cam. So we're just a bunch of gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be like if we added like keyboard as a third host.
And I'm a photographer. So like,
oh wow.
People make that joke all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, what kind of cam you got, Cam? And I'm like, ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
It's like that, the dad humor when you go out to eat and he's like, how much is the damage? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they'll let anyone in here, huh?
Right. What,
runs into a guy he knows.
Would you like anything else? $1 million? You know what I mean? Like it's
God, dude. I used to get that guy all the fucking time when I was working at In-N-Out. I feel like I tell so many In-N-Out stories, but that was like when you're 16 and you work somewhere for like 4 years. I worked there until I was like 20, dude. That's like a large portion of my life. That was like most of my life up until that point. That was 5 years of my life and 5 years that I spent like conscious.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like when you're like 1 to 5 and you're like, oh, I grew up in Hawaii. We moved when I was 5. It's like,
Yeah.
Shut up. You're from Delaware.
Also, working at In-N-Out from the ages 1 to 5 is pretty rough. You know what I mean? Like, what position do you think you would be at In-N-Out at, like, the age of 5? Like, with your learning curve. Do you think that you learned fast as a kid, or were you a slow learner?
I think I learned fast, but I was still 5. You know, like, they're not going to be like, hey, go hop on the grill.
right. Yeah. You might want to sit in on this.
That's actually kind of a good question, because, like, there's a lot of laws going into effect right now. Like, places are just, like, rolling back child protection laws, like, so that kids can start working. Mm-hmm. Fucking crazy, by the way. Yeah. But, like, what's the most kid-friendly job? Because, like, fast food comes to mind, but, dude, that shit sucks. Like, you don't want a 12-year-old
like,
on the night shift.
Right. That's a lot of pressure, too, to deal with, like, hangry customers.
Maybe he could open.
Right. That's actually kind of a good answer. I was going to say, like, an elf. You know, like, making toys. Because it's like child adjacent. You know what I mean? Like, the heights there, the joy.
Yeah. Like, and it's seasonal, right? Like, they're only working between, they don't need to be there all the time.
It's a hard season, though. You know what I mean? It is a tough you're putting season, in yeah. hours.
Yeah, you're going to be working some late nights.
And the commute is crazy. The North Pole. Like,
make sure you get them chains on them. They can't even drive. We gotta like figure out a bus schedule.
They're gonna build up those miles on Spirit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Real fast.
Oh man, that's funny. When's the last time you were on a plane?
2022.
Where'd you go?
California.
Oh, you got it. You came. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the first time I ever flew while I was conscious was 2019. It was the first time I went to TwitchCon, and I went with somebody who traveled a lot, and
yeah,
I sat right next to him, and I remember after the first flight we got off and he was like, that was the worst turbulence I've ever experienced. And it was my first time flying, and I was like, well, if we're starting off this bad, it can't get worse.
That's good. That good for him though, for waiting until you guys were off the flight. One time I was in the car with my yeah. roommate, and I wasn't wearing my glasses, and I was just like, man, I cannot see anything right now. Like, wait until we get there to tell
yeah.
me that.
She looks over and you're like this. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen, like, looking over into somebody else's car?
I might have to think about that.
I'm always thrown off when I see, like, bare feet up on the dashboard. You ever
see
that?
Oh, yeah. That's
always
crazy.
Like, oh God, what's going on over there?
Right.
It's a fucking circus in that Mazda.
The windows are always up. You know what I mean? They're really sitting and marinating in that.
It's crazy to do that when you don't have any tint on your window.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, there's some funny, like, don't you feel like the back of the car sticker thing is like such an early 2000s type of thing?
There's somebody at my apartment complex who has like 30 bumper stickers, and I just know that person fucking sucks.
Yeah, because like, what else can you do? Like, literally anything, you know? Yeah,
like, that's too many. I feel like one bumper sticker is too many. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if maybe I'm being like a fun killer, but like, dude, if I'm dating Shelby, and we are about to get into her car, and I see like 3 stickers on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, that's strike 2, Shelby.
Yeah. Strike 1 was your name.
Yeah.
Damn, she's starting to like, she's like a DA. She's already back in the lineup by the time you guys even go anywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah, things aren't looking good. What's the fastest you think? This is kind of a dark question, but what's the fastest speed in a car crash do you think you could survive in?
Me or the average person?
I don't know. Does that change things?
I was in a car crash going like 60 once.
Uh-huh.
And I walked away.
Yeah.
So
he left your car. Maybe, yeah. I don't need this. Tosses the keys. Yeah.
Maybe like just double that and like see if we could like, if I die, then we'll go, we'll half that. So we'll, I survive 60. If I don't survive 120, then we'll try again with 90 and see if like we'll fine tune it.
Yeah. What about, well, cause like obviously there's, you know, you in a car crash, you either walk away or drive away if your car's fine, or you're or done die. For, right?
Yeah.
But there's the.
Yeah, that's a weird. Right. Either survivor. I guess it's always like that. Right?
Like every it is day kind of a ones life. And zeros type of thing. Yeah. But my question binary. Is, yeah. My question is like in that yellow sphere or gray area, what speed do you think you like walk away and you're like, I kind of have like vertigo or like, you know what I mean? I kind of have a headache after that.
Yeah.
60, you're good. 120, it's not looking too good.
Rolling the dice.
So we're talking like highway speeds, like 85. Maybe light headache.
How fast is the other car going?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah, that actually influences my answer a lot. Like,
is there a wall in the road?
I feel like you're better off if it's just a wall. Okay, let's do that. Crash test dummy style.
Okay.
You're driving, let's say, 60 miles an hour at a wall.
Oh, God.
I feel like...
you have reached your destination.
Yeah, I feel like I'm walking away. I'm definitely sore.
At 60? Oh, just a wall, dude. Like... Yeah. Because I feel like, okay, so in mine, it was like, I was turning. I feel like if you're moving at all, it helps, right?
Yeah. Because your momentum carries.
Yeah, so like it's not direct impact. So a wall is almost.
It's probably worse.
It's like moving target is level one. Two guys trying to figure out
the science of this. Yeah.
Level two is the car. Okay, level one is the car's moving. Level two is the car's. Stopped. Level three, the car is head on, right?
Oh fuck!
You know what I mean? Okay, so yeah. If it's just a wall, it's like level two area. We're going 60.
That's tough.
If it's a concrete wall or like, what am I driving?
A concrete. Like if it's just a fence and you just go through.
Yeah. What if it's like? If I'm driving like a Kia Soul and I'm going 60, it's not looking great. But if I'm driving like an Escalade, I'm probably still not looking great.
The Escalade's got some weight behind it too, though. That's
oh yeah, so it's coming. It's still coming.
Yeah, like it's towards barreling it. Down.
So I'm getting pinched like a waffle.
I feel like you want something. I feel like you want a two seater because.
God damn.
The two seaters, most of the car is in the front, right? So you have more time to brace.
Like a Dodge Viper, maybe? It's like a long front end.
Yeah, maybe. Or a Mustang. Those are tough cars. That's what I got into my accident with.
Yeah. Man, this is not a fun image to think about because I'm just constantly thinking about smashing into a wall.
I feel like 60, I'm good. 65, we're pushing it.
Just those 5 miles.
5 extra miles an hour, dude? You don't realize how fast 5 miles an hour is.
Yeah, because like imagine like if you're driving on the
road. 1 mile in like 7 minutes.
Yeah, and because like if you're driving and someone's going 5 miles per hour, it's like that guy is going 20 miles. Like he's flying. He's going 5 miles per hour and he passes you on the highway. So that is a big difference. It's exponential. So when we were talking about 120, we would evaporate. Like, we wouldn't be there.
That was a foolish place for us to start.
Not that I think about it. Yeah. Are you a light mode or dark mode type of person?
Dark mode. I feel like light mode is just like the incorrect question or the incorrect opinion.
Yeah.
I might break up with a girl if she's in light mode exclusively.
Okay. Exclusively, yes. But I recently kind of am maybe a smidge of light mode team.
For what app?
Just for productivity. Because I feel like dark mode kind of relaxes me. Like, It's so it's like, it's just chill, man. It's like the dude at the party that's like too drunk and he's not bothering anybody. He's like, I just kind of want to get over this.
You're losing me a little, I gotta be honest.
Versus white mode just comes in and he's like, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like light mode is kind of a narc, to be honest.
Like
dark mode,
I guess
dark mode is like, you roll up and dark mode's like, what's up, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Light mode is like, who do you know here?
Okay, okay.
You know, what's going on?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to my crib, man. How you doing? Who invited you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah, dark mode can keep a secret. Light mode's like airing out all of your...
Yeah.
Your info.
Light mode is the coworker that like is a little too cool with the boss.
Oh, it's the worst, dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just reminded me of somebody.
Like dark mode, he'll slag off with you a little bit if he hears the boss like walking up. He's like, hey, he's good. You know what I mean? But like light mode might, some shit might get back to the boss.
Light mode kind of kills the vibe.
A little bit. Yeah. You can't tell light mode everything.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty funny to just think about like getting flashbanged. Like if you're a dark mode only and then you have like a light mode when you first download an app.
Ah!
Yeah, it's just like glaring. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
I only, the only thing I use light mode on is Pornhub.
Yeah, just stay alert.
Yeah, like, I just want to be like real locked in.
Got to pay attention to the plot.
Do they even have a light mode? Well, that'd be actually really funny.
That would be. Well, I mean, I feel like the volume is a light mode. Dude, it's like, are you? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the question. It's like, shut the phone.
Yeah. It's fucking relax, man. Yeah, you know what I'm here for.
Right.
Tell me about that coworker you had.
Dude, I don't feel like, I mean, they just like would always correct people about like the info on the menu. And it's like, dude, this person is
so this
going
was
to
at
school.
The restaurant.
Yeah, it was at a restaurant. And it's like the person they're talking to is like going to school to be a doctor. It's like they don't give a shit about like the grano or whatever. Like whatever, like the percentage of wine or what pasta it pairs with. It's like, dude, just go serve your tables, Laurinette. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I was always like a dark mode type of employee because I was like, I understood.
Yeah, I think it's cool to like care about your work. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I
for
care
sure.
about the shit I do and the shit I like put out. But sometimes you got to read the room a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody show this podcast to my boss.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because it's like they're making billions of dollars. It's like,
yeah, some of these companies are like,
and they care.
I mean? Like they're trying to steal more money from you. That's the thing. Like, if you're working at like a big chain, they are trying their hardest to make sure they are getting the most work out of you while paying you the least amount you'll take.
Yeah.
And you, the way to get back at them is just fucking, I don't know.
You know what to do
on company time every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. Take extra long bath breaks. Yeah. Whatever.
Maybe you take a 45 minute lunch instead of a 30.
Yeah. Whatever. Clock in, have someone clock in.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's getting...
That's
don't declare taxes. Just keeps getting worse. Oh, yeah, I had a question. Are you... Okay, so I have plans to come visit Cali later this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this had me thinking, because we would obviously be like, you know, plan a bunch of stuff with a pod or whatever. When we meet, are you the type of person that goes for a dap? Or are you a hugger?
That's a good question. So I always, so if it's dudes, and this is just, I don't know what this says about me.
Okay.
But if it's dudes, I always go for the one.
The dap hug.
And the one and the hug or the buffer. You know what I mean?
What's the buffer?
So
just the dap?
So the one and the hug or the buffer, you dap, bring it in, like the bro hug.
But there's no like guiding hand, so this one stays off. So it's just
no
a...
this so the one and then both hands come around, or the dap and then one hand comes around.
Okay, yeah.
You know
okay.
what I mean? Just... So you got the buffer because it's not gay.
You got like you got you say that in the middle. You whisper to the guy, "It's not gay."
Yeah,
the just so
don't
you know.
Worry, bro.
There's a force field of straightness between us.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna ask because, like, does like the amount of time or like how well you know this person,
yes,
matter, and how much?
I feel like it matters more. Ooh, I wonder if this is like something I should examine. I feel like it matters more with women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm meeting a woman for the first time, I let them like initiate. Yeah. Like, is this like a hug thing, or is this like a, you know, a fist bump kind of thing?
Yeah.
But if we're like homies, you know, I'll go in for a hug.
Mm-hmm.
With dudes, guys, I'll usually start off with the buffer.
Yeah.
Like pretty quick out the gate, but it doesn't really, you know, like it could go either way.
Right. That's interesting. I mean, that was like something I kind of wanted to know, just like a selfish reason, but also I thought it'd be fun to like ask. For me, I would say I'm in the same vein as you, but if I've known somebody really well and I would consider them a close friend, I would probably give them a hug. But I think it's like kind of naturally what happens too.
Yeah.
But it is funny to think about like sending a text and be like, "Hey, are you going to hug?"
Or is it cool if I hug you?
Yeah, to a bro. Are you like a buffer guy? Or
I have never, man, that's actually a thing too. Cause like guys can get kind of weird about it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know those guys, but like there are like,
oh yeah.
At least like maybe older guys, like you would like give them a hug or something and they'd be like, "Hey, chill out, man." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they give you the side thing. The side hug is like a non-committal.
That's like giving like a "where's my hug at" type of hug, but to a friend. You know what I mean? Where it's just like,
yeah.
I've never seen a guy do that, but that's hilarious to think about. I feel like that's even more erotic than, you know what I mean? The other ways.
That's more gay.
Yeah, it's just like, just, I don't know, man. Just do
what's
you.
The, that's so funny. What's the gayest way to hug a guy?
Without actually.
Yeah, without like, okay. Without like just straight up going like on his cheek, what's the gayest way to hug a dude?
Double hand, face to face.
Yeah, man. That's my new opener.
Stare into their eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be, that's like a bad YouTube prank. You know what I mean?
See, the thing that's interesting is it's like also a cultural thing, right? Like,
yeah,
my family, we're a kiss on the cheek kind of family, because I guess it's just a Chilean, maybe it's not a Chilean thing, and maybe it's just my family that
I'm finding like, something out.
But my uncles, they'll like, or at least the older ones like from Chile, will like, they greet you with a kiss on the cheek. And it's like, I never realized it was weird until like, or not weird, but like different until I got a little bit older.
I mean, my family, or I have Spanish side and an Italian side, and the Italian side might kind of be like that in some ways. It's just like hit or miss. But there are some cultures that it's like every time, that's just how you greet, like a handshake.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those, like it's a direct peck, or it's kind of like that side and then you make the noise?
It's more the second one.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like my family does that too a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is weird, like, to think about like the first people that came up with a greeting, and imagine like the first two people that knew each other meeting again, and they're like, "What do we do?" You know what I mean?
Yeah. like, especially if they're not related. Like, yeah. It's just two people. The first two people. Well, that's actually so interesting, man. What's the, okay, what is the,
what's the game?
What's the furthest okay, how do I ask this? Okay. What is the furthest relationship between two people where they could hug? You know what I mean? Like, friends can hug.
Oh, okay.
Co-workers,
depending on the business.
Depending on the
in the restaurant business, they're doing a whole lot more than hugging.
Yeah, yeah. Front of house, back of house. I'm yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always weird, like, running into people who, like, knew you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
oh, yeah.
I'm a grown man. I don't know. I don't want to hug you.
Yeah, and they watched you grow up, and they know, like, everything about every sport you played, and you're like, yeah, I barely remember your name, Janet.
What's your, who are you Janet? Again? Yeah.
Carousel?
You're a friend of my mom's friend's husband.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks always, for coming to my graduation, I guess.
Yeah, and they always say, oh my God, you've grown so much. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know
Do
what?
You remember me?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, usually I just wait to kind of grow. Like, I wait till like late 40s, but like, I decided to, it's like this newfound thing.
Yeah, not a lot of people are hip to it.
But wouldn't that be weird if you could decide when you grow in life?
Yeah, you could just be like 22 and like 5'1".
Yeah, and you're like, I'm holding on to it. Yeah. I'm holding on to childhood. That's kind of... Come on, man. Like, you might need to get checked. That's a little weird, man. Just, you're in college.
Have you ever... Oh, man. Imagine being one of those fucking kids.
Oh, that like waited to, like, grow? The gross birds?
That waited. Actually, no, I was going to say that, like, the young kids who, like, get into, like, college classes. But I did know a dude who, we, like, grew up together. We were neighbors, and we met when I was in, like, the 7th or 8th grade. And we were, like, kind of friends until, like, till near the end of high school. And then I kind of lost touch with him. But then, like, I ran into him. Like, maybe 2 years after graduation. And so he was, like, to my shoulders the entire time that I knew him. Mm-hmm. And in that two-year gap, he grew a foot and a half. So he was taller than me. Yeah. So he went from, like, 5'6", 7'8", maybe, to, like, 6'2", in, like, 2 summers. Like, at the age of, like, 19.
Wow.
It was crazy.
His voice
like
changed?
Yeah, dude. It was I guess it was just like a late bloomer kind of situation. But like, dude, it was like I saw a totally different person. Mm-hmm. I like didn't even recognize him at first. He had to like tell me who he was.
He touched the Space Jam basketball and like grew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got the Monstars.
Yeah,
jersey on.
That is pretty wild. I feel like that kind of like alters your life in a weird way because you're just like,
yeah, totally.
Growing up in general is weird, like handling all these different things and like the way that your brain changes. But like, to just not being able to reach the top shelf to then being like the tall guy at a concert, it's like really bizarre.
It was crazy because, like, I was one of the taller kids, right? And then he was one of the shorter kids.
Wow.
And then we run into each other, and he's taller than me.
Yeah.
And his voice is super deep, and, like, he even stopped. It was like running into Peter Parker before and then after the bite. He didn't even stop wearing glasses. He, like, started wearing contacts. I was like, dude, what's happening?
Yeah, he watched.
Go like this.
Yeah, right. He watched too many Andrew Huberman podcasts or whatever. That one guy that does the Alpha Male podcast. Yeah. He was like dating like 4 women at a time or something.
Oh, God. Those guys fucking suck.
Alpha. Dude, every time I see like comments and it's like, it'll be like a snippet out of something. It could be literally anything. And a guy will say something. And then that one song that's like EDM music. Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 it starts playing, and then all the comments are like, man, just the way that he like took over that room like a true alpha.
Oh my I'm God. Like,
who are these bots that are replying to this?
These are the guys that are very easy to intimidate. Like the people in those comment sections talking about like, dude, you just don't get it because you're not an alpha.
That sense.
Those are the guys who are not alphas.
That's
those
a great
are the
card.
Guys who are buying a dream. You know what I mean? And they're getting ripped off.
They're doing like neurotropics and stuff at like 7-Elevens.
Swear, dude. Like just go to the gym a few times a week. Get a good haircut and like pick up a hobby. And immediately you're going to like go, why the fuck was I listening to Alpha Male podcasts?
Yeah. Trying to like hack the system.
Yeah, maybe women do deserve rights.
It's,
whole worldview just changes.
It's so wild just to like, I don't know. I feel bad for people that grow up in like that era, like the Andrew Tate social media era.
They are all victims in one sense.
For sure.
But, you know, there is a level of accountability that, you know, is necessary.
For sure. I'm going to switch to a lighter topic because I thought this would be really, really funny. So I was looking up, like, I came across, like, really funny apps, and I just wanted to hear, like, your take on them. So this first one is called Spooner. Have you heard of it?
Can I guess what Spooner is?
Yeah, guess what it is.
I feel like this is an app for lonely people who want to be spooned.
Honestly, right on the nail.
Really?
It's exactly what it is, yeah.
Wait, so is it like Uber? So like, you could be a spooner or you could be a spoon?
I'm a spooner driver. Yeah. You're pretty much.
Is this real?
Yes. So their tagline is, you love cuddling but have no one around? That's the first sentence. And it's location-based social meeting app.
Social meeting app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. I'll be your spooner.
While he's already next to you in your ear.
Yeah. Do you hug when you meet this guy? Or do you do the bro tap when...
I think it's even funnier if you don't contact them. You only do the service.
Yeah. You don't talk. You request the no talk option.
Yeah, just like in an Uber. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait, so this is real. Then this is like not a bit, like people actually use this.
Yeah, this one's called dude, this one's awesome. This one is called SMTH. What is that? What do you think that means?
SMTH.
Yeah, it's like it's an acronym for something.
Like is it an acronym or is it one of those things where you're like, oh, we took out all the vowels of this word, so it's cool and modern and
it's
millennial.
Not that.
Okay. SMTH, so many tilted towers. That's really, not an H.
Really good for the H. There's an H in there somewhere.
Okay, what is it?
It stands for Send Me to Heaven. And
oh God, is it like a prayer app?
No, it's not. It's not what you're gonna guess. But please guess, what is this app?
I assume it's like one of those like Mark Wahlberg, like pray with me kind of apps.
Mm-hmm.
Send me to heaven.
Yeah.
What else could it possibly be? Oh, is it a sex thing?
No, that's a good guess too, but it's not. It's not even close, but it's a good guess. Okay. Okay. So it's an app where it's a sports gaming app where you just have to throw your phone as high as you can. And there's a leaderboard for
is fucking hilarious.
Isn't that awesome?
That is so funny.
And you can compete with your friends, and the game also warns you of your safety. Of course.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the heads up.
You're like reading it while it's in the sky. How high do you think you could throw your phone?
And like catch it or?
Sure.
If I don't have to catch it.
Miles.
Oh, God. I don't even know what's reasonable. I could throw a fucking baseball.
You aren't the reasonable person on this podcast. I'm letting you know. So answer with what Cam says.
My instinct is 120 feet.
That's actually a pretty good guess.
Because I'm just thinking from home plate to to second base, that's 120 feet. Straight up.
That's easy.
And it's a phone. I feel like I could maybe get like 150.
You think you could catch? You know how bad that would hurt? It'd be like a bullet, like coming down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially because I my phone case is like a 5-pound weight.
It's titanium. It's like the new iPhone.
Yeah. There's just a second iPhone strapped to the back. So it's double protected.
Yeah. You ever dropped your phone on your face? That's the most like humbling. Like,
yeah,
that'll really. It's almost like splashing water in your face, but it's metal. It's just like a way to wake up. It's like, yeah. That's a motivational way.
That's a guy who doesn't understand how an analogy works.
It's like splashing water, but it's metal. Yeah, that's actually what it is.
Oh,
you just described it.
I actually once got into like kind of an argument with a girl because I laughed when she dropped her phone on her face.
Oh my God.
And she was like, "You don't even care if I'm hurt." And I'm like, it was 2 fucking inches. Like, you're going to be fine.
It hurts though, man. Cause it's so unexpecting.
Pretty, yeah. It is a humbling experience.
It's like, have you ever like took a drink of something and it wasn't what you expected?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
let me actually tell you a hilarious prank that I want to recreate one day. Okay. So my older cousin told me about this prank that he pulled on his friend and like his friend group, actually, I guess. So what he did was like make mashed potatoes and like made them really, 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 really smooth, but like still had enough like firmness that so that they would like hold a shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he made meatloaf, but instead of like making meatloaf in like the loaf pan, he made them in a cupcake tin.
Oh God.
So he made cupcake shaped meatloaf and then used the mashed potatoes as icing. So it looked like a cupcake, but it was mashed potatoes and meatloaf. And he like threw some sprinkles on them, I guess. And
oh my God,
when somebody went in to bite this cupcake, mashed potatoes and meat, but because your brain is expecting, you know, a cupcake, you're immediately like, what the fuck is in my mouth?
Yeah, that is diabolical.
That's a very, he told me about that prank when I was like maybe 9 and I have not stopped thinking about it.
Who has the time to do all that?
it's a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were like, probably like, you know, like the powder, disgusting ass mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I used to eat those though.
That shit. I don't know, man. Sometimes they're okay. But like, I always feel like I'm eating chemicals.
It feels like
everything is chemicals.
Yeah. But it feels like 3D printed, you know?
Yeah. It kind of feels like that scene in Back to the Future where they put like a small little like disc in the microwave and then a full pizza comes out.
Yeah. Like it also reminds me of the holographic meatloaf in SpongeBob that Karen used to make plankton.
I hope
I don't live to 3D printed food.
What's like the most 3D printable food?
What's the most amount of dimensions that you think you could eat? I'd say like 7.
I feel like you could definitely 3D print some food, like real food, not like the super hype, like not like a fruit roll up. You know what I mean? That's basically already 3D printed.
So the question was, what food do you think?
What's the most 3D printable food? Like what food do you think you could 3D print? And like convince somebody it's from Mother Earth.
Ooh, I feel like Jell-O.
Jell-O's pretty processed though. Like a whole food.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I feel like if you say like a carrot or something, like a 3D printed carrot's gonna be like floppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, okay, so it can't be processed, so
It can't be something with like too many layers, like an onion or like cabbage. Because initially I was like, maybe cabbage.
Potato?
A potato might be good.
Because it's like...
It's just starch.
Yeah, it's so... Like, that's like the dumbest... Why are potatoes like... Why do potatoes get roasted so hard for like... It's just like, dude, you're a potato. Like, that's an insult.
Yeah. I'm aiming like a potato right now.
Yeah.
I got a potato brain right now, yeah.
I feel like that's gotta be my answer because anything else seems maybe like too complex. Cause like potato, right? It's an easy shape. I do think like finding something that's like cube shaped would be easy, but like what's a cube shaped food?
Yeah.
Like good those point. Watermelons that they grow in boxes.
Yeah, in like boxes. yeah. Could you do that with a... I bet you could do that with a potato.
Probably.
What's the point? Wait, hang on, actually. Now that I think about it, I feel like it makes a lot of sense to do that with potatoes. To like grow them in molds. So right. That, like, because then... When you're like making fries... Does it hurt the potato? When you're like making fries or like making like... Those like crisscross potatoes, hatch potatoes, I think was what they're called.
Waffle fries?
That's a different thing.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the crisscross potatoes, man.
What is that?
I don't know. Whatever. I feel like in my head, I so clearly see it's like a baked potato, but like crisscross.
It's like you trying to convince Jesus to come up with a new vegetable. Like, I don't know, man. I give up. Just make them regular.
Yeah, you could pitch one change.
You could pitch one change to a vegetable. To nature?
To a food. To a food.
If you could pitch one change.
You're pitching one change to a food to God. And God has to be like, he's got to hear you out. Or she. Or they.
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
Is it a physical change or is it? Because this is big. Because I have my answer to chemically change or like nutritional change.
Whatever kind of change you want to make, it's everything's on the table. But you gotta pitch it because he can say no.
It's only physical. Oh, that makes it.
It's okay. Not only physical. It could be anything. But
okay, if it's anything, I feel like this is such a normal answer. But like, just make pizza healthy. That changes my life so drastically.
Oh, come on.
You want something creative?
I want something like it was really going to shake up the game. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, let me think.
Like grapes.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Grapes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Grapes.
You in the meeting room. Grapes.
Grapes, yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, well, like, somebody give me something. Grapes, keep it moving. Just keep the ball. Throw anything out there. We gotta keep the ball moving. Gotta get. Have you ever been in a room
just bombing?
Okay, hang on. Let's focus on this.
We don't finish any question.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, no one change that I would request of God to food.
You know what I would do? I would change the shape of a pineapple.
Oh. Like,
because
yeah.
The outside is just so inconvenient.
Yeah.
I think I would probably go cubed because we're going to, you know, we're entering a new,
dude, that's actually bonkers. If you could think about like, what if apples had pineapple taste.
That's what I'm saying. That would change like, the game.
Man.
Apples would be lit. Dude, people would be eating apples.
Apples are already sort of top of the game.
They're pretty good.
Like they're up there. But man.
Yeah.
If apples and dude, what the I'm actually pissed now.
Yeah.
We're never going to be able to experience that.
Apples are like the flavored water of fruits.
What kind of, yeah, they're like the LaCroix of, I feel like apples are like a pretty one-to-one comparison to LaCroix.
Yeah, and like pineapples are just like a nice, like a Hawaiian punch. It's
yeah,
like,
they're
wow.
The Mountain Dew of of fruits.
Without the racism.
Mountain Dew is racist?
No, but like the people who played Call of Duty and drank it. Like it did something. Yeah. I don't know. It's green.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we somehow trace the source of current day American racism. Mountain Dew.
It was aspartame.
We just stop making Mountain Dew and suddenly everybody's cool.
Yeah, there's like, I'm just kind of like chill now. Everyone in the South. I kind of just like play Call of Duty and like everyone's nice.
Yeah. I don't even really care about DEI anymore.
We got to stop going down this road every episode. That's never a good sound.
I actually fucking love Mountain Dew. That's like maybe one of my like,
dude, me too.
Really?
But I don't think that it should be something you should be ashamed about.
I'm a little ashamed.
But like, dude, there's so many Mountain Dew flavors nowadays.
I don't really like the other flavors, man. Like the red one kind of makes me go like, what the this feels bad for me.
Code Red is like pure octane. Like it's like injecting NOS inside of you.
Yeah, it's like what's the one like food dye that's like tied to like every
Red 40.
Red 40. Yeah. I feel like it's just Red 40.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's no other ingredients.
That's actually a great idea for a product.
Yeah, if you want to fucking die.
Just Red 40 in carbonation.
Yeah. What happened to him? He had like way too much Red 40.
Yeah.
His stomach exploded.
Have you tried the Red 40 challenge?
Somebody told me like every time she drinks Red Mountain Dew, she gets a headache. I was like, stop drinking it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What do you mean every time?
I just don't learn my lesson.
Yeah. Or when she eats licorice, like red vines. And it's because of the Red 40.
Oh, dude, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense of why people don't like it.
The shit that they let us eat.
Yeah. What else is Red 40 in? I mean, just anything red?
Hang on, actually. This is a very funny little rabbit hole that I want to go down.
Okay.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you a food. And you tell me whether or not Red 40 exists in this food. Okay?
What's my goal? Because I want to have like a goal. Otherwise, I'm just going to, you know, scam the system. So how many do I have to get right?
If you get three wrong, you lose.
Okay.
Jell-O.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Red Velvet Cheesecake.
I mean, like the five-year-old in me wants to say yes, because just red equals red. I'm going to go no.
It does not.
Yes!
Surprisingly. What the fuck is making it red? Strawberry ice cream.
No.
It does.
What?
Yeah, reverse psychology on you. Tricks.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, kid cereal, we already know.
Doritos.
Yes.
Damn, really? You got that one.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like anything that's like super highly marketed probably has it. You know what I mean?
Crush orange soda. Orange soda.
Okay, now we're getting tricky because the strawberry ice cream got me. But it's like orange soda. That's like what kids drink. It feels like everyone's just trying to poison kids as fast as possible. So I'm going to say yes.
That's a good instinct. Yeah. There is Red 40 in fucking crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
Clamato.
I don't even know what that is.
Clamato? You don't know Clamato?
No.
It's like that like tomato juice with like the hint of clam flavor.
I've never had that. I'm going to say... No. It's too specific, so it probably does, yeah. But
it does, yeah.
Clamato?
Clamato? You don't know Clamato?
Oh, what? I've seen it. I never had it, though.
Yeah, they like put it in like micheladas and like a Bloody Mary.
It's like a adjacent to V8.
Yeah.
Okay. God, that looks so unhealthy. Like, I've never just looked at a picture and just said, oh, this could end my life faster than it's supposed to. Yeah.
You know what? I've actually never thought about it because it's so, like, so many people drink, like, micheladas and stuff here. I've never thought about how weird the concept of a tomato drink with clam flavor
is. Oh, yeah.
I've actually never considered that. Like, who was like, I have an idea.
Yeah, a bad one.
Why did they add the? Do you think they started with the clam, or do you think
that was like the chicken or the egg?
The line, yeah.
Was it the clamato or the clam? What came first? Yeah.
Do you think they were like, we gotta bury the taste of clam?
Probably.
Let's throw some tomato.
Yeah, it took like a full bottle to do it too.
Why? What the fuck is that?
Like, I don't know.
Who, hang on, I have to know, like, what is the story behind Clamato? Okay, I got the Clamato Wikipedia pulled
God
up.
God damn it.
Clamato is a commercial drink made of reconstituted tomato juice concentrate and sugar, which is flavored with spices, dried clam broth, and MSG. Oh, I fucking love it, MSG, though, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Made by Mott's. Made by the people who make fucking applesauce?
And gummy bears?
That threw me for a loop. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It is also referred to colloquially as Clamato juice.
Don't like that
word.
It
is consumed in Canada, Mexico, and the United States to a lesser extent. Maybe it's because I'm in California, because California is basically Mexico.
Why was clam not mentioned in that description of ingredients once?
Okay, let me go to the history. Guess what year?
Oh, God.
Clamato was invented.
I have no clue.
I'll give you one hint. You're going to be wrong.
1916.
Not a bad guess. In 1935, the Clamato Corporation of New York produced clam and tomato juice in combination. In 1940, Lobster King Harry Hackney was Lobster King, by the
way. Yo. That's an alpha male.
Was granted the Clamato trademark. His Atlanta City restaurant, Hackney's, sold Clamato juice in cans. Why were they making this?
Yeah, like, who asked?
Who asked for this? Like,
I'll take it one Clamato for me.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm definitely going to do some more research. Beef motto. Okay, no, I can't. I have to stop.
There's also I just searched it up. There's a Bud Light Chelada Clamato. Too many words for one.
Yeah.
But also, why? There's no way it tastes good.
Clamato?
Yeah. Clam?
I kind of like it a little bit, to be honest.
What does clam taste like? I've never had a clam. And is it different from oyster?
Yes. Yes, I think.
I'm so ignorant. This podcast is teaching me.
Are clams different than oysters? They feel so similar.
Is?
If you told me they were the same animal, I would believe. I feel like they're different. Clams make pearls. Do oysters make pearls?
I thought the oyster was the the meat inside the clam. I don't know.
The world is your oyster. Oysters make pearls. Oysters make pearls.
So what are clams doing? I just start pressing them. They're making clamatos.
Yeah.
They're making clamatos, just getting massacred.
You know what actually frustrates me? It's dried clam broth. It's not even like.
So what,
you know what I mean?
That?
Like, it already feels like you're starting with shitty ingredients.
You're right. It's not even square one.
Yeah. You're like, you took some clam broth and made it worse.
Yeah.
And then added not even real tomato juice, by the way. Also tomato juice concentrate.
Why did they say reconstituted? Like, why is the government getting involved? Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? Reconstituted?
Yeah, they added amendments.
Yeah. This tomato juice has free speech.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
Dude, there's so many like random products like that though that like I could have gone my whole life and never had or heard of a Clamato. I'm not kidding.
You're gonna have a Michelada when you get out here though. We'll go to a Mexican restaurant.
I'm gonna have an eighth of one because I'm not gonna finish it.
Dude, a Michelada is fucking good. I love a Michelada.
We can split one right after we buffer.
Well, is I know that it's in a Bloody Mary, too. Have you ever had a Bloody Mary?
They're okay, but it's like, why is there just like a combo number 7 on top of my drink? I want to take a sip.
It is weird that it's like a drink you have to eat.
Why is it top heavy, dude? You know, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I work at a marketing company.
That's the Lift Laugh love of drinks. I'm not kidding.
Lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's Sorry. A lot. I work at a marketing company. A lot of our clients are restaurants. And a former client, they actually ended up closing.
Okay.
Offered a Bloody Mary, a chicken and waffle Bloody Mary. So it was a beer mug of a Bloody Mary with all everything that you usually get, including mm-hmm. the celery. And then on like a skewer was like an entire chicken thigh and like a quarter of a Belgian waffle.
That's annoying.
So that one drink is like 1400 calories.
Yeah. That's going to tank your day quick.
I just feel like that's a brunch thing. Who the fuck wants that as a drink?
I got to go back into work after that. Can you imagine? Yeah.
All right. I guess I got to go sell some cars now.
What do you think's more detrimental? Drinking and driving or having that and then driving?
Or just having one of those.
Yeah. That is crazy, but also makes me angry how like the chicken to waffle ratio is just that would alone. I'd be like, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah. Also, it's on a skewer. So like you can't even throw any like hot sauce or like syrup on any of that. Yeah. I guess you could throw some hot sauce like into the Bloody Mary. Some people do that, I think.
Yeah. Mixing liquids with solids like that is just not my thing. Sorry.
I don't think I want to drink you have to eat. Like, I feel like,
yeah, you know what it just I mean? Sounds off.
It's yeah. so much.
Yeah. It's like what I feel like Bloody Marys want to be what fajitas are. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's such a show it off thing you order, but it's just yeah. so not cool.
You're kind of getting it for like everybody else to look at you.
Yeah. But fajitas you know? Are like cool. But yeah. like Bloody Marys, it's just like, I gotta eat a meal after this. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, you ordered breakfast and then you like yeah. have this alcoholic tomato drink.
Can you imagine like ordering that Bloody Mary and then you get chicken and waffles?
I'll take the chicken and waffles and then a worse version of it as well.
I'll get the rest of the waffle. That's crazy, man. Oh, that makes me never want to get brunch.
I love brunch.
Brunch man. Is good.
I fuck with brunch.
But, like, to me, my idea of a good brunch is, like, a light wrap and maybe, like, a nice alcoholic drink. But it's, like, it's not whiskey, but it's, like, what even, like, what's the type of drink that people usually get with brunch? Like, an orange type of... What's it called?
Oh, like a screwdriver.
Like yeah, like screwdriver.
Yeah. Orange juice.
Screwdriver yeah. and a chicken wrap. There's some chips on the side. I feel like that's a good brunch for me.
Yeah, it does. It does kind of feel like brunch is like threatening to fuck up your whole day. It's like you're gonna have a heavy breakfast and alcohol at 11 o'clock.
I just ate at 9
o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And then you're gonna go home and be like, I think I'm just going to chill for the rest of the day.
Right.
I think this Sunday is pretty much tanked.
Yeah. What's your go-to brunch?
I haven't had brunch in a long time, but I'm a big biscuits and gravy guy.
That was not the answer I was expecting.
I fucking love biscuits and gravy. There's a place in a city called Manteca. It's like a mm-hmm. super small city, like right outside of the bay, maybe.
Mm.
And there's a little spot called Besitos there, which means little kisses yeah. for those of you guys who don't speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Besitos and they are only open on the weekends. It's like a mom and pop kind of place, but like I fucking dig their biscuits and waffles, man. Or biscuits and gravy.
Do yeah. you think biscuits
biscuits and waffles?
Can yeah. I just get all carb combo? <Yeah. laughs> What would be do you think biscuits and gravy would be a good pre-marathon meal?
I'm glad you brought this up because my roommate asked me like maybe a week ago, like, hey, do you think you could like, do you think you could ever run a marathon? And I told her, yes, absolutely. I feel like it's not that hard.
Dude. Oh my God. I already
just don't
knew.
Stop.
I already knew where this conversation was going as soon as you asked that.
She goes, do you think you could run a half marathon? And I said, I could run a half marathon tomorrow.
Dude.
13 miles. I'm not going to be fast, but I could start running and not stop for 13 miles.
What's your time? If you had to guess. No experience.
Hour 45.
I love doing a podcast with someone that's like completely delusional. It's fun.
Dude, I went for a run today. I ran 1 mile and it, like my the whole time I was running, I was thinking I could for sure do this 13 times.
Just like not understanding the concept of numbers is so funny because like the diminishing return, like if you're that fresh every time, like your body resets, of course. But like taking into the fact that like you're
dude,
gonna,
I'm
get
not gonna run
so
fast.
Tired.
No, dude. I feel like I could do it. I feel like I could do it like this weekend if I really wanted to.
I feel like after mile 4, you'd be walking and be like, oh, why'd I sign up for this?
I'm pretty confident, man. Hour 45, like give me 2 hours. I will start and finish a half marathon. 13 miles. That's how long a half marathon is, right?
A good half marathon time for a man is 1 hour and 43 minutes. And you said you could run that tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. It was one right. Google search.
I didn't know how fast is that on that? Like, what is the average mile?
How many is it? What's a half marathon? 13?
13, I think.
So 13.
Like, what pace is that?
How many minutes is this? Okay, so 100 in...
Why do you need to know the minutes?
Because I'm trying to average it out. So it'd be like 8-minute mile, I think. On average. Dude, you are not running an 8-minute mile.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
So a 9-minute mile?
That's more than that. That's like a 10-minute mile.
You think you run a 10-minute mile for a half marathon?
A 10-minute mile?
Dude.
13 times? Fucking absolutely.
I would love to see how you would test out.
Like, I am so sure.
I would meet you at like mile 10 if you made it, and I would be like jogging next to you with a microphone and be like, yeah. So how is that going? And it's like, you're at 2:45.
But I wouldn't stop.
Yeah, but I'd still get there. I might be a couple hours late.
Dude, I'm telling you. I could run a half marathon. Why? I went for a little bit of a run today, so maybe not tomorrow. But like if I didn't have any plans this weekend, I could probably run a half marathon like Friday evening, like Friday night.
That sounds so
maybe
miserable.
Saturday morning.
I don't even think I could run a half marathon in 2 hours. I think
6 miles in 2 hours, dude. You got to believe in yourself more.
I feel like my ankles would break.
You gotta have higher self-esteem, I think.
I think I would just, like, not want to do it. That's why.
13 miles? I feel like it's not that much. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like 13 miles is, like, super doable.
That's so crazy.
Man. 26 miles, a full marathon? That's pretty intimidating. But, like, yeah. I could do a half marathon. How much is a 5K? In real numbers.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean? No. Like, in miles. How many miles is a 5K?
I think they have the real numbers. Because okay, they're all
yeah,
even.
That's actually true. Yeah.
What is a 5K in miles? I'm going to guess, like, 3.1.
I could absolutely run a half marathon. A 5K is 3 miles?
Yeah.
Run.
But that's not a half marathon.
Yeah, but just run 4 or 5K.
Now you're just breaking it down. Dude, I could run, it's just like, I could run 1 foot 26,000 times, dude. That's a marathon.
Yeah. Just, but like, in my head,
that's the issue.
Listen. Okay. Because most people start running and they pace themselves way too fast.
Yeah.
If
I don't
pace myself too fast. I know how to run. Like, that's like, you gotta run at like a pace that you could like maintain a conversation.
Yeah.
If I do that, I'm not stopping for 13 fucking miles.
God, that's so funny. What are you eating before your marathon? Your half marathon?
I'm probably having like a really big dinner.
I thought you were gonna say a clamato.
Yeah. Maybe stop for brunch. Yeah. You know, get a Bloody Mary. A Bloody Mary.
Oh my God. They're gonna think you're dying when you throw up all red. Red 40. This guy's dying by mile 6. He's on the side. My name's Danny Delight, and I'm gonna shotgun Red 40 before my half marathon.
Just like celery, spices, clamato,
1400 calories. And the worst part is, you know, when you drink a lot of liquid, it like swishes around like a fishbowl. Like you're gonna be hearing and feeling that.
Oh man, how
how many kilometers?
How long into a marathon? Like at what mile after you have? Okay, imagine you have brunch and you have a Bloody Mary before your marathon.
What mile?
Are you losing your Bloody Mary?
I'm genuinely losing it like mile 2, like so early.
Like I feel like before just to mile get
it
two.
Up. I'll probably set an alarm so I can just get it out. Like it'd probably be a good thing.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like a mile and a half in, I'm losing my lungs.
Oh my God! Can you imagine just a Bloody Mary, but instead of like the tomato juice, they're using clamato. So like, there's that little taste of clam.
Yeah.
Clam That's broth. That's my favorite.
Instead of tomato juice or clamato, can you just do clam broth? I don't like tomato.
Imagine having to do an ad before it. Before every marathon, I like to down one.
You're sponsored by clamato. Yeah. You're wearing an all red
jumpsuit. So when you throw up, it doesn't show.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, that's so funny. A Bloody Mary before a marathon is such a funny concept.
I think that I've quickly found how hilarious we find torturing yourself with physical activity is. Like, it's pretty apparent. You know what I mean?
A fucking Bloody Mary.
Like, it doesn't even sound good.
Like, I just imagine you're like at brunch
with the people before it.
Like in your marathon outfit. And then as soon as you pay the bill, you just
all the people are like, "So what do you got going on after this? I'm gonna go take a nap."
Yeah. Oh, a Bloody Mary and biscuits and gravy before a marathon.
Oh, God.
You shit your pants at mile 2. You definitely throw up before that.
I would probably just run the marathon in a trash can. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's really funny.
It would be worse if you're, like, really fast. So everyone behind you has to run through it.
You just leave everyone behind. You don't pace yourself at all. You just start sprinting.
And the guy that made the meatloaf cupcakes, he doxed all of the cups. So they look like water, but they're actually clamatos. Man. They're clear clamatos. So when they reach the checkpoints, they think they're drinking water. It's just more clamato.
Yeah,
we're never allowed to run a marathon or organize one.
I could for sure do it.
I could for sure do anything if I put my mind to it. All right. Dude,
That's a good note to end it on.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoy Clamatos, make sure.
Clamato, please sponsor us.
That would be wild sponsor.
I would love to do an ad read for Clamato.
But yeah, if you enjoyed the podcast, please rate us on Spotify and share the clips. Tell a friend, follow the socials. That's like doing a lot, but like pick one of those. You don't have to do it all.
Yeah.
Just like pick something.
All the ways you could help.
Yeah. All the socials will be in the links below. Yeah, this was another fun episode. I don't really want to add too much to the outro, but thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next week of another episode of Be Serious. Peace.
Go to your local gas station. I'm sure they sell Clamato there.
Yeah.
Thank you.